Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. If you were not listening, there would be no show. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That means we've already been hanging out for an hour. We talked about the Blue Jays beating the Dodgers, pushing them to the brink of elimination tomorrow in a Game 6 in Toronto. We talked about Aiden Hutchinson getting paid yesterday by the Lions. Homegrown Michigan product. I can't imagine him deciding to quit. Calvin Johnson and Barry Sanders. Good for Aiden Hutchinson. And then we talked about people with beef, like Dexter Lawrence, a New York Giant getting trashed by a New York Giants legend, and Carl Banks. Carl Banks says they're not respecting you the same way. Dexter Lawrence says, old man, you're delusional. They should just sit in a room and hash this out, right? Come on now. We can all be grown-ups, figure things out in one big room together. We can, right? If you missed the first hour of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. And if you want to be a part of the show, if you want to call up, maybe you're a Blue Jays fan, maybe you're a Dodgers fan, maybe you like the Lions. Maybe you can't stand old gambling Dan Campbell. Maybe you like the Giants. You can call me up. Here's the number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got more to get into. The Baltimore Ravens. They get Lamar Jackson back tonight following that hamstring injury against the Miami Dolphins. Let's see if Tua does anything stupid tonight. I mean, can Tua have two straight good games, beating up on the Falcons and now, I don't know, beating the Ravens? Maybe. It's basically do or die for the Ravens. And so we got so much more to get into. Speaking of beef, we're going to get into the beef going on at LSU. There's so much going on in Louisiana. LSU's looking for a new coach after firing Brian Kelly. The governor, Jeff Landry, is over here saying the guy who has the job right now, the athletic director, sucks. We can't let this guy hire a new coach. It's just real ridiculous. Politicians are being politicians. Matter of fact, how about this? In 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Jim Derry from the NOLA News podcast. We're going to get all the information about what's going on at LSU. How the governor feels about the athletic director, how the athletic director feels about the governor, who legitimately will be the next head coach. And then that's not even all the football news going on in Louisiana right now. I mean, all you got to do is go a little further east to New Orleans, away from Baton Rouge. Man, in New Orleans right now, they're trying to figure out who their their quarterback is. Is Shuck going to keep the job over Spencer Rattler? Are the Saints going to have to draft another QB in a few months? Well, next year. Are they going to trade anybody away? Alvin Kamara, is he leaving? There's so many questions going on in Louisiana. We'll have that chat with Jim Derry in about 15 minutes. Okay, we'll talk about some of these injuries in the NBA. Anthony Davis goes down again. A guy falls into Trey Young's legs. We got Brett Boone joining us, former Major League Baseball All-Star for the Mariners. Brett Boone will be here with us to talk about the World Series next hour. We got Matt Rhule getting an extension. Nationals got a manager here. It's just a lot going on. If you want to be a part of the show, 888-710-4ISN. Let's keep going with the beef. It's one thing in sports to have a former player criticize a younger player, right? We get this all the time. I mean, how many players have complained about, in another lens, this may be the biggest guy, how many people have complained about Charles Barkley hating on the young guys? How many times have we heard somebody say, well, Charles Barkley, they trash the youngsters? Well, not all the time. It's just that he's hilarious when he does it. It's common to hear a former athlete give you the back in my day. Damn it, it happens in at every point in life. You sit around somebody old and all you get is back in my days. It makes you want to go, well, this is not your day. Things are different. Things change. Things evolve. It's typical with athletes. It's typical in life. Something else that's pretty normal in life is when you get a politician looking for cool points, okay? It's also common in life where you have a politician who pops up and rides the wave. And what's the wave? The wave that makes them look good. And shout out to the politicians that actually, help out communities that, you know, aren't out here doing performances every time they have a microphone in front of their face. But down in Louisiana, as I told you, they're thinking about their next football coach. Shout outs to everybody in Baton Rouge with the LSU Tigers. We know this already. Brian Kelly got the boot. Brian Kelly was not the guy for LSU. Brian Kelly showed up all of a sudden. He had a fake old accent. Brian Kelly is over here speaking of performance art. Brian Kelly is tossing water bottles and banging on tables. He wasn't him. Brian Kelly should have stayed at Notre Dame. Now, God bless him. He just got $54 million to take a hike. And there's a lot of people with LSU being a public university, a lot of people aren't happy with it. You mean to tell me the coach is getting fired, $54 million to go away, and the public school has to pay him this $54 million? Somebody who took an opportunity to kind of rail against the school is the governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, who's been sitting in the seat, Louisiana governor, since last year. He's standing up for the people. He's standing up for the man. He's standing up for all the wonderful people, hardworking-ass people of Louisiana. The governor, Jeff Landry, says, we, the state, cannot be here with LSU's coach who just got fired. We, the state, are paying this guy $54 million to go away. We are wasting $54 million. We, the state, I, the governor, we cannot let the athletic director pick the next coach because this athletic director, his name is Scott Woodward, he's a dumbass. He's wasting state money. We can't let him pick somebody, let alone picking somebody who has a $54 million buyout. What is he going to do next? Listen to the governor of Louisiana. I love this. Not really, but I do. Listen to the governor of Louisiana. Just go out here and trash, absolutely trash, the athletic director.
No, I can tell you right now, Scott Woodward is not selecting the next coach. Hell, I'll let Donald Trump select it before I let him do it. I don't know, but the Board of Supervisors is going to come up with a committee, and they're going to go find us a coach. Hold on. One real quick thing on that. Because here's what y'all reporters need to do. Y'all need to start looking at who represents all these people, like these agents. You know what's interesting? If I'm not mistaken, Woodward's agent, Kelly's agent, the Texas A&M, they're all the same agent. Like, you realize if I would be, I don't know how y'all, how many sports writers we got here today? Like, just you. We should have a bunch. Okay? Like, this is ridiculous. Lawyers would be disbarred for the way these agents act and the way they're able to represent. In fact, there's no doubt, they may even represent some of the players now. Like, it's really time for the NCAA to put on some guardrails in college sports. Because, and it's fine. We don't need the guardrails. If big billionaires want to spend all that kind of money, no problem. But if I got to go find $53 million from Kem, it's not going to be a pleasant conversation. I'm just telling you.
This is really just a case of let me scream loud and try to ratchet up some votes. Because, yeah, who wants tax dollars going to a coach who just got fired? But the reality is, apparently tax dollars aren't going to his buyout. They're not. I mean, we got donors who are going to cough up some coin and some change to help get this taken care of. Apparently, we've heard that from some of the LSU board members. I mean, one of the board members, his name is Scott Ballard. This man is running a lot of restaurants down in Louisiana. And he spoke, and this is what he had to say about some of the governor's comments.
Governor Landry announcing today in a press conference that the Board of Supervisors will be heading that up. Do you have any response, any comment at this time?
No, I didn't know that.
Do you have any idea what the next steps might look like?
Next steps are we're going to go hire the best coach for Louisiana State University. I promise you. Go Tigers.
Yeah, that's it. He's like, oh, well, they're not going to let the athletic. And since when does the governor, and I get it, he's the governor, it's a state school, but when do we got governors who are we butting into programs, huh? This is what makes it comical, and I understand this is college sports, okay? This is not the pros. This is what makes it so hilarious all the damn time. For years, especially following Colin Kaepernick, who took a knee, there were so many instances where a lot of fans and the general public demanded that you keep politics out of sports. Man, what a backwards-ass place we live in. Keep politics out of sports. Do you not understand that politics is inherent to sports all over the damn place? Okay, your public tax dollars are fueling the building of stadiums? Okay, here we have an instance right now where a governor feels that he can kind of bully around a university because the university is a public school. So now he's going to boss everybody around as to who the next coach should be. What are we doing here? Man, we have owners who get tax subsidies and pay rent. We have stadiums and teams that rent from the state. This is, what are we talking about? Man, I think anybody who says, well, let's keep politics out of sports, they need to do a little bit of educating themselves on some of these issues. Did you ever think you hear a governor yelling and screaming about who was going to get paid out of school? The answer is no. He didn't stop there. The governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, he decided to go forward more. He wanted to eviscerate the current athletic director, Scott Woodward. And he's bringing up Jimbo Fisher. He's like, oh, yeah, Jimbo Fisher had an even bigger buyout. Listen to this.
We are not going down a failed path. And I wanted to tell you something. This is a pattern. The guy that's here now that wrote that contract cost Texas A&M $70-something million. Right now, we got a $53 million liability. We are not doing that again. And you know what? I believe that we're going to find a great coach. I mean, maybe we'll let President Trump pick it. He loves winners. You know, I'm not going to be picking the next coach. But I can promise you, we're going to pick a coach. And we're going to make sure that that coach is successful. And we're going to make sure that he's compensated properly. And we're going to put metrics on it. Because I'm tired of rewarding failure in this country. And then leaving the taxpayers on the foot, you know, to foot the bill. So, yeah, absolutely.
We're going to put metrics on it. What fancy ass head coach are you bringing on? What Lane Kiffin-esque coach? Not to say that he's leaving Ole Miss, but who are you bringing on that you're going to say, hey, you got to win a SEC championship before we pay you? I mean, everybody gets bonuses, but what, are you just going to fire him if he doesn't win an SEC title in 2 years? What are we doing here? You ain't attracting nobody with metrics. You got to come out of pocket. You got to pay. Get used to it. You can do all the complaining you want about agents and who's getting money and how the money's getting shared and how incestuous it is. You ain't getting nobody. And this is a lot of talk for a guy who goes, I'm not selecting the next head coach. He's over here even kissing the president's backside. Well, the president likes winners, so we can jokingly let him select it. Ha ha, I'm not going to do it. Politicians who pop up out the ground looking at the greatest and next opportunity to find a vote. And somebody will vote for him because they like what he said. Come on now. You want to put some guardrails on this? I don't know. This is kind of nuts. Even how, I guess he took some time away from one of his young girlfriends. The former coach of LSU. Not Saban. Ed O. Took some time away from his girlfriends. Ed O. He was on ESPN. He was on Unsportsmanlike. And he was asked about whether or not he would go back to LSU. I think he's busy with one of his young girlfriends.
Do you want to be the next LSU head coach?
Oh, I'd love to. You kidding me? Hey, I'm one phone call away. I just gotta get in my truck. I'll be back. I could be there today.
If someone specifically became the head coach, would you be willing to be his assistant? And that someone is someone you've been close with and worked with, Lane Kiffin. Would you ever go back to be an assistant at LSU?
Yeah, I consider it. I love LSU. I still got my home in Baton Rouge. I love when I coach with Coach Miles, being the defensive line coach. I love the Tigers, and I'm getting back to coaching for sure. I consider it, no doubt.
Oh, well, he's going to have to get out that bed with that young lady. If he wants to come back and coach anything, I mean, I'd be damned if I see Ed O back. Okay? Maybe they bring him in, and, well, they can't. I was going to say bring him in to consult. I don't know how appropriate that would be. Ed O is just, he's just doing some yapping right now. I mean, we've seen wilder things. I'm not discounting it. LSU is, they're just going to have to hope the governor just shuts up. And what influence is he going to have outside of yelling and screaming? Come on now. What a world that we live in. Oh, what a country. God bless America. Got governors yelling about football teams. Great. I mean, he just sat in the seat yesterday. You already politicking for votes? Some people just need to hear themselves scream. Hey, at least I get paid to do it. And I don't do too much screaming. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. What the heck is going on in Louisiana? What's up with all the football out there? We're going to have a conversation with Jim Derry from NOLA News on the other side of the break. I want to get to the bottom of what's going on at LSU. And it's not just the Tigers. I also want to know what's going on with the Saints. Is Shuck going to work out? Are they going to leave him in the rest of the season? Is Rattler done? Are they going to trade Rashid, I can't even say his name right now, tongue-tied. Are they going to get rid of Alvin Kamara? Are they going to have to get a new quarterback in the draft in April? So many questions for the Saints, so many questions for the Tigers. And we're going to have these questions asked to Jim Derry on the other side. You're locked in, you're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. So much football uncertainty in Louisiana. I don't care if you're in Baton Rouge. I don't care if you're in New Orleans with the Saints. We could be talking about the Tigers out west. Man, one team is looking for a coach. The other team is looking for a QB. They may be trading some players away. We got the governor getting involved in football matters. There's a lot going on in Louisiana. We just talked about some of it in order to get a first-person perspective what's going down in Louisiana. Joining us right now is the host of the Datitude podcast on NOLA News, NOLA.com. Joining us right now is Jim Derry. Jim, how are you, man?
Well, I was doing okay until you just depressed me with that intro.
Oh,
I mean, it's not been the greatest football season in Louisiana, that's for sure. But we're doing okay.
I'm glad you're doing okay. I know things have been kind of rough out there in Louisiana. Let's take a look at the Tigers first before we get over to the Saints. We know about Brian Kelly getting fired, and now the search is on. But we've really now heard from the governor of the state. And I mean, he just got in the seat. Is he already looking for votes? He's kind of putting his nose into LSU business because it's a public school. What's going on?
Well, I think he read too many books about Huey Long, and he wanted to go back to the days and maybe wanted to be Kingfish or something along those lines. So we actually talked about this morning. And, you know, my podcast, this is the fifth season of the podcast, and we've done a really nice job of staying away from politics. But there was no other way. You had to talk about it this morning. And look, it's not going to help you in your search to get a coach if a big name coach is looking at what's going on in Louisiana. The governor's trying to get involved. So it's a mess, and he ain't helping. So that's where we are right now.
We know that he's not helping. What do you think are the next steps? Are things muddled, or is that more of outside noise?
I think it's probably a little bit more of outside noise. In the end, it is still LSU. And you're talking about, you know, I got a biased opinion, but I still think it's one of the top 5 to 7 jobs in the country. When you're talking about college football, they won 3 national championships over the course of, you know, the last less than two decades. And it's still a premier program. And so I think that it's obviously a destination of someone that's willing to make a move is going to want to go. It's just going to depend on what kind of big name are you going to get? Are you going to get a guy like Dan Lanning, Elaine Kiffin, or are you going to go smaller and try to get an up-and-coming coach like John Summerall from Tulane? So I think it's more talk about nothing than anything in the end. I still think that LSU will probably get maybe not the first coach they want, but they'll get one of the top 2 or 3 names they're looking for.
Jim Derry is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, covers all things sports in Louisiana. Well, let me ask you this. Who do you think would be the best candidate for the job?
Well, I think Dan Lanning is the best young college coach in the country. And if I were LSU, and that would be the call that I would make to Oregon and say, look, are you interested in leaving? He may not be interested in leaving for all I know. But to me, that would be the call that I would make. And at 39 years old, I think what this program needs is a burst of youth. Because honestly, when you're talking about where players want to play for young coaches, they want to play for energetic coaches, and I think he would lead a charge, and that's who I'd be interested in. Next, in my opinion, is John Summerall from Tulane. I think that, you know, our local columnist here, Jeff Duncan, wrote a column a couple of days ago and said, if you don't go get John Summerall, you're going to be playing against them next year. And what he's done with Tulane has been fantastic and still has them in the conversation for a playoff. We'll find out, you know, they play San Antonio tonight and Memphis next week if they're still in that conversation. But, you know, what he's done at Tulane has been fantastic. So those are the two names that I'd look for most. A lot of LSU fans want Lane Kiffin. I'm not 100% sure that he's going to leave Ole Miss, and if he does, it could be to Florida. So we'll see what goes on there.
Yeah, we see John Summerall, I mean, right down the road in the city. He's got the green wave rolling. Well, let me ask you this. As things stand the rest of the season with LSU, we know this is now a little bit of a lost season, more of an experiment. We got Garrett Nussmeier, who's just been told that he's going to start. Is that kind of temporary, or does he have enough clout with his last name to kind of stick it out the rest of the year?
Oh, I think the program, I don't want to say, I guess loyalty only goes so far in college football, but one thing that through these Brian Kelly years and the toughness the things that are disappointing, and hasn't necessarily been Garrett Nussmeier. So I think he's earned the right to start at least this next game, but things go south and you may have to revisit that. But Garrett Nussmeier, in my opinion, is earned the right to get to start against Alabama in 2 weeks. The interim coach Frank Wilson, I think that's the intention that he has going forward as well.
Is there anything else that we should pay attention to over the next month as the season rounds out for LSU?
Well, I mean, one thing, I think the reason why Brian Kelly ended up losing his job when he did is because, you know, this team played with no heart against Texas A&M in the second half. It was clear that he had lost the players and that the heart had kind of gone out of this program. So what I'd be watching over the course of the next 3 to 4 weeks, and as this season winds down, whether or not they go to a bowl game, whether or not they want to or not, is, are these players, are their hearts still in it? Are they going to lose a ton of players to the portal? What is this next coach going to have to go through when he comes in here? And so all things to watch over the course of the next month, for sure.
And Jim Derry is here with us, host of the Datitude podcast, NOLA News, NOLA.com. Speaking of coaches, if we go a little further east and we go into New Orleans, we know that the Saints have a first-year head coach here, and Kellen Moore running things with the Saints. The Saints are trying to figure out their quarterback situation. What overall is the fan base's reaction to seeing Shuck? They're like, hey, it's about time, right?
Mostly, and only because I think this team is 1-7. It was a very mixed bag going into the year. It was probably 50-50, star Spencer Rattler, star Tyler Shuck. But I think when you go 1-7, obviously you're going to get more people to not say, okay, it's time to make a change at the most important position on the football field. And going forward, I apologize for the drums out there. So I think that the fan base overall is interested. I don't know if they're excited. It's hard to get excited when you're 1-7, but I think they want to see what's going to happen with the change. Is it going to make a difference? And putting Tyler Shuck in against the Los Angeles Rams, which is for sure the toughest game the Saints have the rest of the way on the road at Los Angeles, is the toughest place to put him. But they're ready to see what he has, and we're going to find out start Sunday.
Yeah, a little surprising, and I understand this year's draft was almost the where does Shador go. To have Tyler Shuck selected even before him, a lot of people were saying he's out of Louisville, but who, what, where, when, huh? What have you heard over the past several months in summertime as to why the Saints were so confident that this might be their guy?
You know what's interesting? You say that, and from everything that I hear from the inside is that not only was Shuck the guy they wanted over some of the guys that drafted after him, Shuck was number one on their board, period. I mean, even over Jackson Dart, who went in the first round, and the Giants jumped up to get him. I'm not so sure that's true, but that's what we hear from inside the building. I got to be honest, I'm not 100% sure what they love, because there's some things about Tyler Shuck. I mean, you love his size. You do love that he has mobility, but he's frankly made some interesting throws throughout his college career, and you're talking about a 26-year-old rookie. So I'm not 100% sure what they see to make him the 40th pick of the draft. But we're about to find out, JR. I think it's going to be an interesting 9 weeks for sure going forward, because it's his job to lose now. I mean, barring just a complete collapse or an injury, he's got the job for the next 9 weeks. Kellen Moore has assured people he's not switching back, and we're going to find out what they have at quarterback.
Yeah, Jim Derry is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, covers all things sports in Louisiana. Well, we know it's going to be an interesting 9 weeks here for the Saints, but we know the trade deadline is going to take place next week, November 4th.
Now,
There have been a lot of rumors about what the Saints may or may not do. We heard Alvin Kamara make jokes about retiring if he gets moved elsewhere. Rashid Shaheed, he might get moved as a valuable wide receiver. Do you foresee anything happening? Is Kamara really serious about quitting if he moves on? Or is that a bluff?
I don't think he's serious. Look, he loves New Orleans, but if I were Mickey Loomis and you could get anything for Alvin Kamara at this point, I think, and I've said this on my show, I think that you're only doing the man a favor by trading him to some contender. Let him finish his career out with a contender, because frankly, it doesn't look like AK-41's heart's in it right now, and you can't blame him, honestly, for all that he's gone through over the past, 4 to 5 years, ever since Drew Brees left. So I don't think he's bluffing, but I think he would prefer to stay in New Orleans. But at the same time, I think that if he were traded, that he would go and he would do what's asked of him. So I actually foresee, I think there's going to be a couple people gone, whether it's Alvin Kamara or whether it's Rashid Shaheed or Chris Olave or this talk of Cesar Ruiz, the right guard. The problem is that I just don't know exactly what they're going to get for these guys. Mm. And so are you going to get the value that you're looking to get for trading some of these guys? If you trade Alvin Kamara for a fourth or a fifth round pick, what are the optics of that if you're a Saints fan when you're 1-7 and you're in misery right now? So it's going to be an interesting few days for sure before this trade deadline. But I do think that the Saints are going to make some moves, and I do think there'll be at least one big one.
Well, let me ask you this, Jim. I love New Orleans. I love the Saints. I love Baton Rouge. Is there any glimpse or reason to be optimistic about the Saints at all?
For the near future or for not for this year, obviously?
Well, I mean, the only thing is there something more I could look? Yeah.
I think the same. Look, as bad as shape as they're in, it's basically because of the cap hell that they have created for themselves over the course of the past 3 to 4 years. And it just goes to show you how you can't kick a can down the road. And when Derek Carr said he was leaving, it left this team with no quarterback, and they were in a spot where they couldn't go get one. And so now the cap situation starts to get a little bit better, and I think that there actually is hope that the team can get better over the course of the next couple of years. But look, I mean, they're in a situation where, they're just going to have to fix it as soon as they can and keep the rebuilding process. So, and a long-winded answer to your question is I think there is reason for hope, but I don't think this team is going to be a playoff team anytime the next couple of years. And they're going to have to – if it ain't Chuck, they got to figure out who their quarterback. They're going to have to draft one with a top-five pick coming up in April.
Hey, Jim, last question for you. I know this is off to the side, but in regards to basketball, I feel like the Pelicans in the same spot. You got Zion. You don't know if he's playing. You don't know if he's healthy. And it feels like the Pelicans are just kind of running on a treadmill until they figure out his situation. When is he leaving? When are they going to give him the boot?
That's a good question. I think it's probably sooner rather than later at this point, especially if they continue to go winless. And their schedule is brutal to start this season. I think there's a good chance that they start out like 2-8 or something along those lines. And look, I think that if that happens, Willie Green's in a lot of trouble, and I think you're going to start to see a lot of other changes made if they can't turn the ship around early in November.
Yeah, wow, it's kind of crazy. Hey, we got to find the silver lining in Louisiana sports. At least the food is good, the people are good, Jim,
you're
good.
The food is always good.
All the time. Hey, tell everybody where they could follow you, listen to the podcast, all your work, Jim.
The Datitude Podcast. It's Attitude with a D in front of it. We air every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m. Central Time. We'd love to have you come and join us, and maybe I can have you as a guest on one day soon.
Hey, well, Jim, I'd love to see you in person next time in Louisiana. Great conversation, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
A big thank you to Jim Derry for joining us, host of the Datitude Podcast. You can find it at NOLANews, NOLA.com. Jim Derry, D-E-R-R-Y. What a great conversation. Not great news if you're a fan of the Tigers or the Saints or even the Pelicans. Things will get better. They can't all be bad forever. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of not being bad forever, the Ravens are trying to turn things around. Okay, we're not too far away from Thursday Night Football. The Ravens are going to take on the Dolphins. The Dolphins going nowhere. The Ravens hoping to somewhat run the table. The Ravens want to run to 500. The Ravens are still trying to run for a playoff spot. and trying to get a little help in the poor division that they play in the AFC North. We're going to talk about the Ravens and Dolphins on the other side of the break. You're locked in. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a newsflash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you so much to Jim Derry for joining us, host of the Datitude Podcast, NOLA.com, NOLA News, everything Louisiana. Thank you, Jim, for coming through to have a chat with us about the LSU Tigers as well as the New Orleans Saints. Not looking good. And then if you got to throw the Pelicans in there and Zion, it's still not looking good. I tried to watch a few minutes of the Pelicans taking on the Denver Nuggets last night, and I blinked and looked up and said, what am I looking at this crap for? And I looked up like the Saints were, not the Saints, it might as well be the Saints, a bunch of losers. The Pelicans were already losing by like 15, and then it was 20 at one point. I'm like, let me just turn this crap off. And then you end of the night, the next morning, early today, I see that Nikola Jokic had a triple-double and played less than 30 minutes. I did see Zion out there. At least he was healthy enough to play. That's a plus. Now, anyway, speaking of healthy enough to play, we're about 15, 20 minutes away from Thursday Night Football. It's going down in Miami. We got the Baltimore Ravens and the Dolphins. Who's healthy enough to play in this one? Lamar Jackson. This man has been out since week 4 of the season. The Ravens have a record of 2-5. Lamar Jackson's been dealing with the hamstring issue, and now he's going to take on the Dolphins defense. Well, the Dolphins let everybody score. I know they had success against the Falcons, but they threw Kirk Cousins out there. I mean, Miami Dolphins are 2-6. They're a team absolutely going nowhere. They got no Tyreek Hill. Every week, Tua Tagovailoa is telling everybody how bad he and the team is. But against the Falcons, he was able to go out there and throw 4 touchdowns. Good for him. I don't know if that's going to be the case tonight. I expect the Ravens to bounce back. I expect the Ravens tonight to move their record to 3-5. I mean, the Ravens have made it very clear. This is a fan base that has looked upon at John Harbaugh and said, man, this guy sucks. We got to fire him. There are a lot of people in Baltimore who cannot stand the man and ready to move on. Well, John Harbaugh says, yeah, winning against Miami is going to be tough. We got to win a lot of games after this. Listen to what Harbaugh had to say.
We know it's going to be a big challenge down there. We've been down there before. We've been down there on Thursday night before, and we know how it is. So we'll have to do everything we can do to get ready and be ready on a short turnaround. That's what we're working on.
Yeah, they just went out there and beat the Bears. Tyler Huntley, God bless him, he was able to go ahead and help these Ravens beat the Bears. They won 30-16. But Tyler Huntley is not Lamar Jackson. And you deal with a hamstring issue, you know you're going to be out some time. And you tweak your hamstring and you're not healthy and you're not ready, you could be out even longer. Lamar Jackson says, man, I've been wanting to come back.
When I found out I had a hammy injury, and when I was told by the training staff how long I was going to be out and stuff like that, we got to do whatever we can, you know, fast as we could to get back out there, and it's here.
Yeah. Had to do whatever we could fast enough to get back. It's here. Yeah, now it's here. Now, they have to, I don't want to say run the table. Okay, that's tough in the NFL. Nobody's just going on a, you know, 9-10-game winning streak unless you are legitimately a Super Bowl contender. And, yeah, they got to play the teams in their own division. You got the Cincinnati Bengals twice. But then when you think about some of their opponents as they move forward, it doesn't get easy. These Baltimore Ravens have to take on the New England Patriots. We're talking about a playoff team. These Baltimore Ravens, if they want to get into the postseason, they got to take on the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers are Super Bowl contenders. We might see an NFC championship game between the Green Bay Packers and fill in the blank, maybe the Lions, as we discussed Aiden Hutchinson earlier on in the show. And so these Ravens got some damage to do. They have Miami tonight. Then they have Minnesota. They could beat them. J.J. McCarthy will probably be playing by then. They have Cleveland. They could beat Cleveland. The Ravens have the Jets. I could find five grandmas to beat the Jets. They have the Bengals twice. They have Pittsburgh twice. They could beat them, maybe one out of two. And then you got not New Orleans. You have New England, the Patriots, and then you have Green Bay. So let's really think about this. If they only lose two more games, the Baltimore Ravens should be in competition for a wild card spot. Or maybe, if they can beat Pittsburgh twice, they can go ahead and win the division, because we know who ain't winning it. It's not going to be the Bengals. Bacha, do I even have to say the Browns' name? I guess I did, right?
No. The Browns are barely an NFL franchise.
Ouch. Teams in Ohio, they ain't winning anything. And so the Ravens, they got their work cut out for them. But it is not impossible for them to still be relevant at the end of the season. Take a listen to Lamar Jackson. This man is from the Miami area, and he says, I'm only worried about Miami. I am not thinking about Minnesota. I'm not thinking about anything after this.
I'm not really worried about the run right now. I got to focus on Miami. You know, you can't never overlook your opponent. So we're going to focus on those guys, try to come out victorious, then move on to next week.
Yeah, move on to next week. At least they got something to play for, right? Heading into the season, the Baltimore Ravens, they were supposed to be Super Bowl contenders. You got another season of Derrick Henry. And by the way, the Miami Dolphins rushing defense, it sucks. Derrick Henry should have a night. I don't expect Lamar Jackson to run all over the place unless they give him a clear lane. I know they're going to be very clear to him. Listen, dude, don't go out there taking any unnecessary hits. This might be a Derrick Henry game. And Lamar Jackson can go out there and show off his arm. Good for the Ravens. If you take a look at the Dolphins, I know they almost got the same damn record. The Dolphins are 2-6. Ravens are 2-5. The Dolphins are playing for nothing. Okay, Tua Tagovailoa is eventually going to get fired as the quarterback of the Dolphins. He's probably going to last a little bit longer than their head coach, Mike McDaniel. And every time Mike McDaniel talks to the press, talks to the media, speaks at a press conference, there's a lot of ums, ahs, and, well, I didn't get fired yet, so I'm still obligated to speak to you all. listen to what he had to say about getting ready to take on the Ravens, who they don't play all the time.
It's vital that your core foundation of what you install starting in the off season, that foundation you're able to pull from throughout the season, but it's systematically woven into their understanding, and so you can understand calls and principles based upon the opponent. It can get really tricky if you're unfamiliar with the opponent in its entirety. You know, we have played against the Ravens a couple times in the last couple years, so you have some familiarity with their offense, and then defensively, they run a system similar to us, so that's helpful as well. There's always challenges. The good news is that unfamiliarity is shared.
Yeah. Bocce, here's a pop quiz. What the heck did he just say? He said what?
Basically, their game plans are built on what they're good at in preseason, right? But it's also good that they run a similar system that they can kind of relate to each other, but they're also inexperienced. So
what the heck are the Miami Dolphins good at?
Letting Tua get hurt.
Oh, boy. Well, thank God bless him. He hasn't gotten hurt this season. He's just said some stupid things.
That is hurt. His voice is getting hurt in his brain. And his PR his image.
He don't have no concussions that we know about this year, right? None?
That we know of.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, you going with the Ravens? I'm going with the Ravens.
Yep. I don't know if anyone is taking the Dolphins.
Ouch. Yeah, this is going to be the Lamar Jackson comeback game. Hopefully he comes back. Listen, I'm here for a Ravens run. Man, we had all these people calling up. They want to fire him. They want to get rid of his head coach. Like, why? Why? You going to fire the coach and that's supposed to spark the team? Maybe the guy who won all the damn MVPs. Maybe he's one of the reasons why they've sucked over the past several weeks. You know, everybody in here was going to start off hot. Let them cook. I'd love to see the Ravens have a little bit of a comeback, get that defense healthy, Lamar Jackson stays healthy. Let's see if they can go on a run. A lot of people are looking at the Kansas City Chiefs going, oh, my God, you know, they suck. It's over. It's over. They get Rashee Rice back. They get Xavier Worthy as a decoy back. I know he's not the greatest. But all of a sudden, they're whooping ass. Let's see the Ravens do so, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of injuries, we're going to take a break and come back. Michael Jordan is like, hey, if you ain't really injured, then go out there and play. We're going to hear what Michael Jordan had to say about load management. We'll talk some World Series. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.